You are listening to WMFL, Freeform Radio, in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Derek, and I am been part of WMFL lore for a long time. It's the first radio station I've ever worked at, and the 80s, 1986, a heady time, shall we say, in Boston. It's an honor to be here. It's a great radio station. If you're tuning in right now and you're liking what you hear, definitely support it. 91.5 FM Freeform Radio. You can find it online. And I'm going to do a little set of tracks that have moved me. Now I'm living on the West Coast, still doing radio. But let's go back into the future and then to the past and the future again. This is a band called Skin, 1985. This is a particular sound of a particular time that I think is going to move you. legendary dub poet Linton Kwesi Johnson. Victory Dub on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Freeform Radio. One of the finest record collections that I've ever experienced. I'm Derek, I'm here for you. I'm going to go back into another particular fun part of time. There was a DJ producer here by the name of Steve Cantor who ended up being a producer for this next artist who was one of the most renowned guitarists of all time, at least in the 60s, 70s, 70s and 80s and 90s. And I got a chance to meet him a couple of times because this DJ, his name is Steve Cantor, I did the show after him. I did the overnight here at WMFO. I'm talking about Pat Metheny for you. This is a rare live record that I think never was released. Thank you.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, some of the breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. Wish I knew.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Hey, this is Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
You are listening to WMFO Medford, as a matter of fact, and this is Chris. It's 11:32. We're just playing some freeform here because you would get either us or a computer, and I don't know which you would prefer, but I guess maybe us. Let me see if I can get the second mic working, because I don't really know how that works. Hold on, mic two. Mic three? Hold on. Speak into that and see what happens.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
Wait, that might be mic three. Hold on.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
Let me talk while...
Test, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
That is mic three. I can't get mic two to work for some reason.
But we don't need it. You can hear me right now.
All right. So can
test,
I hear...
Test, 1, 2, 3.
There you are.
WMFO, Freeform Radio in the house. It is DJ... Derek. I always hated that name. DJ Chris. One of many.
Yeah.
I am honored to be back here with Chris, the person who got me onto radio, back at the same radio station that we started so many years ago. Completely different world. Pre-internet. God, we're old.
You want to say how many years ago that was?
86, 85.
85.
Yeah, 85, 86. It was very much a different world, obviously.
That's 40, almost 40 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're still here. We're still kicking. All the parts are still working.
Yeah. That's a long time.
That's a long time. But here we are, back in there. And this is interesting because we've been playing music. Let's do this properly. We played a Pat Metheny record live, which has never been released. Thank you, Steve Cantor.
Oh, did we get that from Steve Cantor?
We got it from Steve Cantor. We played The Church Under a Milky Way, which is a fascinating history with advertising, obviously, and Volkswagen. We played music from Skin, a little 85.
I had totally forgotten about that band.
White
That's
boy,
wild.
Beat boy, yeah. B-boy kind of stuff from
Kenmore.
Sounds
a little
Kenmore.
Bit like Defunct or...
Yes, Defunct, but the Boston version of Defunct.
Yeah, or Pigbag, you know,
exactly.
The English band.
Oh my God,
Pigbag.
We got to get Pigbag.
We do have to get Pigbag.
We played Linton Kwesi Johnson, a dub version, Victory Dub, and a lot more. So if you like what you're hearing right now, support Freeform Radio, support WMFO, and because it's non-commercial, student-run... a radio, and some students walked in, and I was I had a flashback. I was remembering being somebody like that walking to the station, and it's all music here right now.
That's good. Maybe someone
with
will
Chris
come and do radio
and Derek.
Yeah, take over.
Yeah. Come
hey,
in.
People in the hall, come on in and do some radio.
And do some radio if you can. Obviously, it's
because we're not going to stay all that long, are we?
No. What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm.
We used to do overnights, man.
Maybe. I know.
I would do DJ here.
2 to 6 a.m.
That was the thing that I loved about you. You're like. Real people doing radio. This is before you could put stuff on computer. Listen to me, I sound like a boomer. On computer. You would actually, on the device, I let it go. We used to play like, remember we made like
on the
reels,
colored screen.
On the colored screen that talks to you. On the reel-to-reels. Like we'd make these like long reel-to-reels and then we'd just like have loop.
Oh,
them.
Yeah. No, 2 to and 6 a.m., yeah. I would try to get some Z's on
whatever,
the couch and
whatever
play a long
was going,
set.
Yeah.
A long,
thank you,
track.
Fela. Thank you, Ravi Shankar.
Steve Reich.
Thank you, Steve Reich. All of that stuff. But we're here right now celebrating the power of music, the power of radio, the power of freeform radio. Put a record on there, DJ. What you got on those ones and twos? The Pioneer Mixer and stuff like that. God, would it kill this place to have a working water fountain? I'm parched. I could use some.
All right, let's see what happens
liquid.
Here when I am.
When you press those buttons. Magic. WMFO.
You hear that? The Clash.
Just like that, we walk on.
Okay, we're back on the air.
That was The Clash.
That was The Clash from 1981.
That's wild. Hold on, I'm going to get the album jacket.
And you actually said something really interesting, didn't you? You said
1979.
The album is still here. Let me just grab it.
Yeah, so like I've got a little beef about people just playing from their computer.
Yeah, a little beef. That's a big beef, actually. big beef. And let's talk about the Weather Report record that you played with the perfect
Joe Zwainel,
Wayne Shorter, who just passed a couple of years ago, and the legendary track "Between the Thighs" from 1975, which is important off the record.
Oh man.
Tails Spinning In, Weather Report. I'm remembering when we...
Where's that camera facing, by the way?
It's facing me.
Okay,
I could switch to you.
Good. No.
Okay.
I don't want to be...
Yeah, because you're a...
I just want to be behind the mic.
You're a deep mole, I understand.
Yeah.
Your deep spy lifestyle keeps you incognito. But when we started hanging out, everybody was amazed that you actually had a radio show because you're a student here. Mm-hmm. I was a townie. I no longer live in Seattle. I live in Seattle now. I don't live in Boston. But this is how it all started. You're like, hey, you know, we'd be wandering around Harvard Square because we were underage and it was interesting. And, you know, we couldn't buy drinks or anything like that. We just walk and walk and walk.
Disaffected
youth, trying to find girls, too petrified to talk to them, obviously, but just looking at them. And then it'd be cold because it's Boston. You'd say, like, I'm going to go to radio. So we'd follow you, and this is how we'd be around here, and you'd be doing radio. And we'd be like, okay. And we'd have a conversation. You'd start playing all this record. You were so, you know, you were doing poetry shows. That's pretty freaking amazing that you were doing all these poetry shows, having You interviewed Allen Ginsberg here in this
station. Yeah, right here.
Right here.
Where I'm
you
sitting.
Didn't know that he was like, you know, piddling boys, but... you probably could have figured it out if you just like spent. If you were younger and cuter, you would have found out. Obviously, at that time, pretty quickly.
Back then, actually, I was pretty.
You're still cute. You're not young, but you're cute. But it was a magical time of playing music, Fela, obviously, and reggae, because we were also trying to get high. It was a time you didn't have dispensaries. Obviously, there were so many things to try to explain the world to you. You need the fact that you found a place like this with access to all this music was unheard of because it costs money. And, you know, somebody had to buy the records or listen to it. You couldn't just go out there. So to suddenly be immersed in this place where all this music is available to you, not just any music, not just like, you know, Meatloaf. Nothing is Meatloaf. Or Foghat. Nothing is Foghat. But this amazing jazz selection, world, reggae. Classical, neoclassical.
I'm not sure you can explain that to the kids today. I don't know, but
they couldn't
have music everywhere you went.
You couldn't have it. It was like trying to having them explain the Depression to us. It was like, okay, but we could talk about it because it makes us feel good.
Yeah, the only way you got music was listening to the radio and or going, you know, to a
which
record
most
shop,
of the time it's
quote
sucked.
Unquote, and buying
exactly.
The actual thing.
Sonny Joe White, Kiss 108.
Right. Yeah. No, you listened to a radio and you had to like hit your tape recorder when you wanted to.
Yeah. Stay up late
with the tape recorder
to
next
it.
To the radio, or if you
say,
were...
Say tape recorder one more time.
Lucky enough, tape recorder.
Tape recorder.
The tape recorder.
It was
what
thing.
You kids
you
call
to
a
press
cassette.
Buttons. Yeah.
Cassettes are back.
The hot thing. Cassettes are back. Back bigger than ever. No, not really. They're back like bespoke back. But vinyl is here. CDs are kind of an interesting place, but obviously streaming. But you don't have that tactile relationship.
Oops, what happened to there?
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
Oh. I'm playing a station PSA right now.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Medford.
There we go.
Thank you, Marina. Thank you, everybody. Play some Sugar Minot. Biatch.
You said you played it, so I wasn't going to play it. I'm going to play this local band called the Daylilies, and they are... one of the guys in the band is a friend of mine from Medford here.
What is that, payola shit? It's after midnight. It's okay.
No, well, it's not after midnight, but it's
after 9 p.m.
It's also I believe it had the expletives have to come from the artists, not the hosts.
Yeah, anyway, the host can't say that. So I'm just letting you know.
He's
and it wasn't. I wasn't you, like I actually know
if
about.
If I go
this.
On your radio no, station no, over there
but
in
it's,
Seattle,
no, it's different because it's like I'm just saying. If I call you a piece of merde, then it's not cool kosher. But if I just define it as like anything, then it's totally
sure. Fine. You know you're up on.
Oh
this
yeah.
FCC.
We've had many a.
A discussion.
A discussion. It's filtered with our equity training and our all of those processes to dismantle you and re-mantle you. It's been fascinating. It's a fascinating time.
Put your brain back together in one piece.
And it's just like so. No, yo, it's cool. You just can't call them out like they are. This is, but you can speak
I
to it in a.
See.
So
all
play
right.
this. Play this
all
band.
Right. I'm going to play this band. This is
your friend,
the
right?
Daylilies, and I think. I'm going to play just the first tune because I actually don't know this.
Better be better than Weather Report.
This is called Compassion Fatigue by the Daylilies.
That's exactly what I was just talking about. Compassion Fatigue.
Oh, wow.
Damn, cosmic.
Okay, let's hear it.
Pay me. haunts me like a ghost. That's always when I want you most. I can't remember where I am. Been staring at the clock again. You most. I can't remember where I am. Been staring at the clock again. And I don't wanna burn it down. Because if I do, you won't come around. In my dreams, every night you will take me by surprise. Like a drug I abused, I want to, but I have.
Some love bleeds, some wrap around you so you can't breathe. Bet you never guess which one I'd be. Oh, I won't put the shovel down. Some ghosts rattle, some ghosts scream. You sound just like a human being. The closer I get, the less I see. Oh, I won't put the shovel. I only wanna hear the wind whipping through the trees, yeah. I only wanna see nothing where you used to be. I wanna dance under dark skies and set my spirit free. So I won't put the imagine or watch you burn. Ashes to ashes, dust to dirt. Oh, I won't put the shovel down. Some love cures you, some love's cursed. I try to tell you, but you never learn. Every bad man gets his turn. Oh, I won't put the shovel.
Let's talk about this right now. You gonna promote your other radio station?
I'm in here right now.